Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Our government, I shouldn't call it our government, actually, it now belongs to people who hate us, is failing us. Even though they are forced to admit here and there, usually several paragraphs or pages in, that their own studies indicate that blacks, mestizos, and perverts are infected with deadly, death-dealing HIV at rates far higher, many times higher, than normal white heterosexuals, they don't trumpet that fact to the world. They don't warn our young people against sexual contact with perverts, with blacks, or with mestizos. They say almost nothing. And when they do say anything, it's to protect the non-white and pervert AIDS carriers, never to warn young white men or young white women of the deadly danger they face as they date, go to dance clubs, or scroll through Tinder. And the latter two activities are generally soul-destroying, promiscuity-expected activities in themselves these days, just as harmful to the race in their own way as HIV. And the Jewish-run mainstream media are equally guilty. Not only do they not warn our young people about these risks, they actively promote the racial mixing and perversion that spread the killer virus. That's why we're beginning a new series of health warnings. National Alliance Health Warning Number 1 states, "For white women and girls, straight black males are infected with HIV at a rate over 19 times the rate of straight white males. The media won't warn you, but the National Alliance will." National Alliance Health Warning Number 2 states, "To avoid contracting HIV, don't have sex with homosexuals or bisexuals, 97 times the risk. Intravenous drug users, 15 times the risk. Or non-whites, 8 times the risk, 19 times for black males. The media won't warn you, but the National Alliance will." In the text version of this broadcast, you can see these new 3-inch by 5-inch stickers and download high-resolution files that you can take to your local or online printing company and print them in mass quantities. Now that we've created them, we're going to depend on you, National Alliance members, National Vanguard readers, and American Dissident Voices listeners, to get them out to the public in your communities. Put them everywhere where stickers or posters are allowed. Place them on bulletin boards and hand them out to people. But get the word out. Some printing firms can make these stickers in the thousands for little more than a nickel each. Check their quantity pricing. They sometimes call these labels instead of stickers and ask about both roll labels and sheet labels. The prices can be different at different firms. Each warning ends with the tagline, "The media won't warn you, but the National Alliance will." That repeated tagline and the signature color and layout of the stickers will make them memorable, and people will start looking for them, and the best and most thoughtful among them will check our sources. Realize we're telling the truth. Realize they've been lied to by omission for their entire lives. And start checking out all the other things the truth tellers at the National Alliance have to say. If you put out 1,000 stickers in your community, and just one white girl or white boy is saved from degradation and an early death, and just one white family is therefore founded, and then white children are born, do you think you've gotten your money's worth and had an afternoon or two well spent? I think so. What do you say? Let's take a look at the facts. In the text version of this broadcast, I'll show you a graphic from the Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, the government agency charged with protecting our health. It's not something they're putting on the front page of their websites or publications, though they should be. This figure is taken from a CDC publication entitled CDC Fact Sheet, New HIV Infections in the United States. It breaks down the number of new HIV infections among heterosexuals in the U.S. by race and sex. It's for the year 2010, but the percentages are nearly identical for other years. And the people we're mainly trying to warn are normal heterosexual whites, so this infographic is especially relevant. Looking at the figures for infected males, since our warning number one is directed at white women and girls, out of 4,100 straight men known to be infected in that year alone and known to the CDC, 2,700 were black, 780 were Hispanic, and 620 were white. For the purposes of this broadcast, I'll ignore the fact that the U.S. government category, Hispanic, is a mess, including millions of people as white as me and a smaller number as black as Al Sharpton, in addition to the mestizos who ought to have their own exclusive figures. If we eliminated the non-mestizos from this category, the racial disparities we warn of would surely be even starker. Looking also at the United States Census, we see that whites are shown to constitute 60.7% of the population, with blacks accounting for 13.4%, and so-called Hispanics accounting for 18.3%. Non-whites, taken together, account for 39.3%. So, for warning number one, we see that even though whites constitute 60.7% of the population, among straight males, they constitute only 620 out of 4,100, or 15.1% of the infections. And though blacks constitute only 13.4% of the population, among straight males, they constitute 2,700 out of 4,100, or 65.9% of the infections. This means that straight black males are 2,700 over 13.4 divided by 620 over 60.7, or 19.73 times as likely to be infected with HIV than straight white males. Risks for Hispanics are between those for blacks and whites. That's a risk that white women and teens need to know about. The media won't warn them, but the National Alliance will. For warning number two, take a look at the total numbers for heterosexual non-whites of both sexes versus whites. at 60.7% of the population, white men and women suffered 1,920 out of 12,100 infections, or just 15.8% of the infections. Non-whites, at only 39.3% of the population, suffered 10,180 out of the same 12,100 infections, or 84.1% of them. That means that among all heterosexuals, male and female, non-whites are 10,180 over 39.3 divided by 1,920 over 60.7, or 8.19 times as likely to be infected with HIV than whites. That's a risk that all white people, especially young white people, need to know about. The media won't warn you, but the National Alliance will. Let's also take a look at Estimating National Rates of HIV Infection by Nicole Krepaz et al. In the scientific journal AIDS for December 1, 2019. There we learn that, quote, the estimated HIV prevalence in 2015 was 12,372.9 per 100,000 MSM, men who have sex with men, the new acronym for homosexual and bisexual males. 1,937.2 per 100,000 PWID, people who inject drugs, and 126.7 per 100,000 heterosexuals. From that, we can extrapolate the figures we used in our health warning number 2. 12,372.9, the male, homosexual, and bisexual infection rate, over 126.7, the heterosexual infection rate, means a 97.7 times greater risk of being infected with HIV. For intravenous drug users, the risk is 15.3 times greater, a number obtained by dividing the infection rate for PWID, 1,937.2, by 126.7, the infection rate for non-PWID heterosexuals. Clearly, these are risks that all white people, especially young white people, need to know about. The media won't warn you, but the National Alliance will. Another problem with U.S. government statistics, besides their blurred and distorted category Hispanic, is the fact that in most cases, Semites, Middle Easterners like Arabs and Jews, are counted as white. Jews are known to have higher rates of sexual perversion than whites, and Arabs have been historically known for the same. If Semites had their own census and survey categories, as they should, the differences and the danger to white people would be even more stark. What do you call people who know the truth about these deadly risks and yet say little or nothing about them? Who consciously avoid warning our young people by not shouting such warnings from the housetops? Who consciously avoid placing any such warnings on the front pages of their magazines, newspapers, or websites, and avoid making an issue of these facts on their television stations and networks? What do you call people who conceal these facts in their much-touted sex education classes for our students? What do you call people who not only do not warn our young people about these deadly risks, but who actually promote racial mixing, who actually promote homosexuality and bisexuality? Exactly the things that put our young people at risk for ruined lives and early death. I think there's only one thing to call them: murderers. Soon we'll add these health warnings to our free National Alliance flyer and graphics repository. But today, right now, you can download them in full resolution by clicking on the images at the very top of the text version of this broadcast at nationalvanguard.org. That's nationalvanguard, all one word, .org. The title of this program, if you need to look it up in our site's built-in search engine, is Don't Get Sick. The National Alliance has a history of truth-telling. Our past warnings were just the beginning. We're going to save our people. We're going to keep them from getting sick, both physically and spiritually. I want everyone within the sound of my voice to go out this week and save one life. Save one family. Save one entire family line. It's something you can do. It's something you should do. And it's something that I believe you will do. The media won't warn you, but the National Alliance will.